guys. Welcome back to another week of Autastic. We just recorded, I got to tell you guys, 15 minutes of excellent.
It was good.
It was really good.
I was on.
You were very much on. And I'm an idiot because I don't think it recorded any of it. So I'm going to look at it again. Yeah, it's definitely recording now. Oh boy, I haven't done that in a while.
That's fine.
Guys, this is Comedian's Guide to Autism.
Yes, but not broadcasting.
No, clearly
not. This is not a guide to broadcasting. We are not scientists. We're not broadcasters.
We're not scientists.
We are comedians trying to figure it out. We bought the equipment, and it's 72 episodes, and we're just figuring it out.
Unbelievable.
Is it? Can you believe it's 72 episodes?
It's unbelievable. It's a lot of episodes.
Most people have a 75 milestone. We're doing a 7. I've just brought it upon. I've decided right now.
70 is our big one for some reason.
72 episodes. That just seems huge to me. I can't believe I'm proud of us. I'm impressed with us, and I'm proud of us.
We're pretty awesome.
We are amazing.
We're pretty awesome.
Man. I'm not saying that each one has been amazing. But we've had some pretty darn good episodes.
We've actually had a couple good ones. Yeah, I agree.
And also, we've talked about autism 72 times, 72 different ways.
Different subjects?
We have had 72 different subjects. We have had 72 different in the news. We've had interviews, you know.
Weeks in review have been different.
Reviews have been all over the place. We've had, you know, all sorts of stuff have happened to our loved ones. Their glasses have been broken.
Plates have been broken.
Cuts have happened.
TVs have been broken.
Poop has been on the walls. There's been blood everywhere.
Plenty of feces and snot.
Oh, man. Yeah. People have been yelled at the bus stop.
People have been yelled at on the bus.
Yeah.
People have, dry cleaners have been burst in upon and have men, grown men, rip their own pants off in front of the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Then the cops are called.
People have worked out in jeans for
People
hours.
People have worked out in jeans.
People have done a full workout regimen and lost 20 pounds in jeans.
Peter has now got the whole Star Wars collection that he did not have at the beginning of this.
Let me tell you something. Christmas is coming up. We'll start with a week. We'll just go a week in review right now. I bought him the final spaceship in the collection is Darth Vader's TIE fighter.
Ooh.
Darth Vader's spaceship. And in original packaging from 25 years ago.
$100.
Found on eBay. Yeah, $100. With shipping, though, including shipping.
What's that about?
Cross-border shipping. And, yeah, so that's the last one. But then I just couldn't afford to get him the like four other little men that he needs to actually fully complete the Star Wars Power of the Force collection.
That's good. You got next Christmas.
No, I got birthday.
Birthday, sorry.
6 months on his birthday, his 34th birthday, he will have the entire collection.
I'm sure he already has his list.
He does. He does. And you know when he sends it to me?
A month before his birthday.
May 1st.
I love it.
His birthday is in June. November 1st, I get a Christmas list in the email every year. But yeah, that's what's up. He's very, very excited. Mm-hmm.
I've got a little week in review. I've got a little trip coming up. Going to go to a little family reunion up north in NorCal. And then this week, we've got a special interview.
You went up to San Francisco. This is part three in our series.
I only keep correcting you because I have people that are going to message
Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. It's not San Francisco. I didn't make it all the way up the last 50 miles, whatever.
Hey, is that part of the like Silicon Valley?
It's definitely part of Silicon Valley, but it's probably 20 miles from San Francisco.
Okay.
So it's like saying Santa Monica and Los Feliz, probably. So it's like, it's all LA, I guess, but our NorCal listeners are going to remind me it's Palo Alto. We went to the Stanford Medical Center.
Whoa.
For an autism podcast.
Fancy.
Autism conference.
Yeah. But you turned into an autism podcast.
My brain started to glaze
you
over.
You brought Stanford University conference about autism to our listeners.
This is what we're doing.
And I appreciate it. And I'm sure they appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the rear end at the time because we drove overnight. But we did it. This week, we've got an interview with Emily Island.
I owe you a lunch, buddy.
I-L-A-N-D, and her son Tom Island. And Emily puts together these trainings for autistic people and cops so that people don't get shot.
That's good.
That's all very good.
Mentally disabled people getting shot is bad and very sad.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
And her son, who's autistic, was a CPA.
And who has autism.
Has autism. Is that right?
Or
is
I don't know anymore.
I think you're right.
I didn't know in the beginning. 70 episodes ago, I did not know. And then
I knew for a while.
And then they told me, and I couldn't figure it out. And then I think we had it figured out for about
30
episodes or so. We were, and now I've forgotten again.
I think you're right, though. I think it has autism.
With autism.
Yeah. Anyhow, send your letters to Graham K at Graham K Comedy.
A human being. A wonderful human being.
And he's trying to give back to his community a little bit. And so this is the interview. Here we go, guys. This is our In the News this week, I guess. Should I start the In the News music? Sure, I'll start it. Hey, friends. Welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. As always, I'm your host, Kirk Smith, and we've got a special segment this week. We are at our roving reporter Jill Escher's event, Autism Society's San Francisco Bay Area program. I think it's the third year they've done it, and we've got some of the speakers. I thought it'd be great to have some of the speakers on to give you some insight into what's being talked about. So our guests this week, we have Emily Island and Tom Island. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you so much for doing it. We really appreciate it. Our listeners really appreciate it. So tell our listeners a little bit about, Emily, why don't you start, your background and what you're, I know you're doing a workshop here. Tell us about your breakout room, what you're covering in that,
sure.
in that session.
Well, I'm the mother of Tom, who's a 33-year-old man with autism. I also am the past president of the Autism Society of LA, adjunct professor of special ed. I've written some books and made
That's
a movie
great.
And things like that.
So I think somebody mentioned your movie. Did I hear this right? You worked with John Travolta's brother? Or am I getting confused?
Yeah, that's right. Joey Travolta is John Travolta's brother. And he has a film studio where he trains people with autism and other disabilities for jobs in Hollywood.
Okay, right.
So they learn to edit and do set design, makeup, props, things like that.
I think I did the Kern County mm-hmm. autism event. Was their the comedian. I did an hour at the end, but they showed a video that their kids had done about bullying.
Yes.
And so
those are my filmmakers, the Inclusion Films Bakersfield.
So that was I did see that. That was really neat. And it was, if I understood right, it was all by people affected with autism, right? The editing, the acting,
yes.
and yeah.
They're also great. The people who made and star in Be Safe the Movie. That's the name of my movie,
okay.
Be Safe the Movie.
So tell us a little about your movie.
Sure. Well, I've spent 20 years training the police, and everyone thinks when someone with autism or another disability gets involved with the police that the police are going to know everything they need to do.
Right.
And not so much, right?
Right.
You watch
Mistakes
the news,
happen,
don't you?
Yeah.
So training the police is essential but not enough. We also need to teach our young people what they do, what to do when they meet the police. We need to teach them, stay calm, stay where you are, do what the police tell you to do, show your empty hands. Because if we can teach people with autism to cooperate with the police, it's going to avoid escalation. It's going to keep things more
right.
even. It's going to turn out better.
Right.
And that's what we all want. So Be Safe uses video modeling to show our young people what to do and let them know why.
Oh, wow. So where can our listeners find this movie?
BeSafeTheMovie.com.
Okay.
There's a movie that's $25.
Okay.
And there's also a movie plus a curriculum, because not everyone learns just from watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I developed some additional materials, stories, visual supports, rule cards, things that can reach learners of all cognitive and verbal abilities.
How does that work? Does the money go back to funding this project?
Exactly.
Okay.
I did this all at my own expense. And
it's important to tell the people then, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Because people ask me all the time. I wrote a book, and so people ask me all the time, where does this money go? And I say, to a young man who's still figuring out his future in this world,
yeah.
me. But it's better if the money's going towards a foundation or something, yeah.
Well,
especially,
it's like a social initiative to mm-hmm. be taking the responsibility to create these safety tools.
Right.
And we made them as inexpensive as possible to get them in as many people's hands. I'm not going to get rich off of this, that's for sure. But I wanted this information to be out there and accessible to people so that we can prevent the next tragedy, because it's waiting to happen. That's not very funny, is it? But for a comedy show, this is a matter of life and death,
but it is.
Doesn't
have to be funny all the time. So now you'd mentioned that, Tom, you're doing something slightly different.
Well, I'll provide a little comic relief. Basically, another reason we did Be Safe is, as a person on the autism spectrum and learning how to drive, I have a lot of Jim Carrey movies memorized word for word.
Okay.
Liar, Liar, Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura. So if I'm getting pulled over by the police rolling down that window, I'm thinking of that scene in Dumb and Dumber, and I might find myself smiling or laughing a bit. And the police officer is going to ask, do you think this is funny? Are you not taking the situation seriously? So Be Safe was created in order to have a better movie playing in my head and other people's heads as well, so they can
be safer and have
a better outcome.
I never thought of that, but right.
I was super worried Tom would say something that Jim Carrey said in one of his movies, which was never good.
Right.
You know, what Jim Carrey says to cops.
Yeah. It's not very respectful.
Like in Liar, Liar, when he was pulled over and proceeded to tell the officer everything he did wrong, and it didn't end very well. So my mother and I have the agreement, I will not say anything to an officer that Jim Carrey says in his movies.
Nothing funny. All business. I like it. It's a good idea.
Speaking of business, I am a certified public accountant. I got my license. I'm actively licensed in California. But I left that line of work a year ago to help people with autism full time. I give speeches to people with disabilities, their parents, caretakers, educators, maybe those that want to hire someone with disabilities. And I talk about my mantra, which is know yourself, love yourself, be yourself. And it all starts with knowing you have a disability and how it affects you, both positively and constructively. Then loving yourself, accepting that you have the disability and you're still a great person, warts and all. And once you love yourself, others will love you in return, which will enable you to not only be yourself, but be your best self. So my mother and I are writing a book.
I like it.
It's called Come to Life. Come to life. Because when I was in college, I realized I cannot wait for life to come to me. It's up to me to come to life. So that's when I started being the go-getter and going, making things happen for me. And so the first half of Come to Life is going to be me talking to those with disabilities and telling them that they have the power once they know how their disability affects them, and being able to stand up for themselves, advocate for themselves, and realize that they have a team of people to help them out, and then they can start living the life that they want to.
Oh, that's great. Where can people find you?
Come to Life is currently being publicized. We have submitted to a publisher, Autism Asperger Publishing Company.
Mm-hmm.
AAPC.
What's your, do you have a website or
yes,
Facebook?
Yes, I have a website. Book is going to come out probably in the summertime, 2017.
Okay.
But for now, if you're interested in having me come speak to your group, you can visit my website, Thomas Island, thomasiland.com.
Got it. On this segment, we do on this podcast, we do a little segment called Week in Review. As it relates to autism usually. So why don't we start with you as the...
I have a very exciting week coming up.
Tell us about it, Emily.
Yes, I am going to Massachusetts tomorrow. And Be Safe, the movie, has been it's being digitized for distribution to schools all over America.
Oh, great.
By a company called TeachTown. So I'm going to Massachusetts to do some videos to encourage teachers to use Be Safe to help people learn this safety skills, because we can't leave safety to chance. And then later in the week, I'll be in the South Shore of Massachusetts, and we'll be doing a Be Safe interactive movie screening where we're bringing together some police that I trained earlier this year, and we're going to pair up those officers one-on-one with young people with autism and other disabilities, and they're going to watch Be Safe together, and they're going to learn from each other and create relationships.
Talk to me a little about the police training. How does that work? Do you guys you with a certain county you're working with?
The police training, I'm a consultant, so anybody who wants to hire me can. Like right now I'm creating police training for a city in Texas, and I've trained 5,000 police so far, and I have an evidence-based police training called Experience Autism. So we did experience autism. Tom and I trained the police on the South Shore of Massachusetts earlier this year. And now those police are going to complete their training by meeting young people with autism in the community that they serve.
That's great.
And we call it eyes-on training, but the young people get to meet an officer, communicate with an officer, learn to ask for help. And the officers get eyes on training. Who are the people in my community I need to know better, and how can I help them?
That's great. That's great. That's something really necessary. And yeah, there's a lot in the news these days, unfortunately, about, you know, police issues. And any kind of training or any insight that the community can gain to avoid accidents or any of those problems is very important. It's very important work.
Well, we like to make it personal. Like, if you know somebody, you're going to care more about them. You're going to be more invested in.
Yeah, that's true.
And the same with the police. If you know a cop, well, maybe you're going to be more respectful or, you know, more relaxed when you meet them instead of afraid and that type of thing. So we're trying to build relationships.
Trying to humanize the experience. That makes sense. Yeah. I think sometimes it's easy to forget on both sides that people are just people, and we tend to like to put people in boxes, or this person's a whatever, whether it's he's a cop or he's a this or she's a that, instead of just treating it as a one-on-one experience. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Anything you want to plug? Any last minutes? You guys on Twitter or anything you want to drop?
We'd love for have more friends on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
At Be Safe the Movie.
And their
Thomas
last,
Island Facebook.
Their last name, it's Island, but it's spelled... How does it spell?
I-L-A-N-D. Yeah.
No S, people.
No
so
S.
That's what I was getting at. So there's no S. S. So it's Emily Island, E-M-I-L-Y, and then I-L-A-N-D, and then Tom, T-O-M, just like Facebook Tom. Or is that MySpace Tom? That was MySpace, wasn't it?
I remember Tom Anderson from MySpace.
Yeah,
but
man.
Who uses that anymore nowadays?
It's a graveyard. Don't look for Tom Island on MySpace. He's on Facebook.
Go to Facebook, go to Twitter.
Guys, thank you so much, and have a great week.
Thanks, Kirk.
Thank you, Kirk.
Another good one.
It was interesting, right? What do you think? I was trying to describe to you before what they did. And,
can I say that it's your interview skills getting better with each interview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it.
Totally. they were a good interview because, well, not unlike a lot of people, what was his name again?
Tom.
Tom, not unlike a lot of people with autism, is very chatty.
Mm-hmm.
Like my brother's like that. And so he had a lot to say, which is good. Easy for you. You just go, here you go. And then he's got a lot to say, boom, you know, and he gets it all out. And, he's concise and, informative. And his mother is awesome. I love listening to mothers. I love listening to parents who children who have autism, because I can see a lot of my parents in them.
Right.
And it just reminds me of my mom and how dedicated and smart she is.
I thought about that during the interview because the Tom, the boy, the man, is probably 30.
He's 33.
Okay, right. So then
like
the
my brother,
got to be 60, right, or something. So then you're like, and she's still,
she sounds young,
she's still at it, she's still fighting the
she
good
sounds
fight.
Like she's got a lot of energy. She yeah. does not sound like
she's not
like,
giving up.
Well, 60's not old, but
no I'm just saying it's can be a little bit of a long road, and she's
totally.
Still she's still doing it, so.
I love that. You're right, it's completely impressive. And she made a movie. It's we are both in the entertainment business. Neither of us have made a movie.
No, it's a pain.
And she,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, she has managed to do that. So that's pretty impressive.
It's very. Yeah, I was very encouraged by her, and it's something important that we see in the news a lot these days, where there's obviously violence, and people are concerned about, you know, policing is an important aspect of society and civilization.
Very.
Order,
yes,
but at the same time, you don't want there to be people that are,
well, you know, autism is not a new thing, but it's a new thing for us to be enlightened about it.
Yeah.
And we've discussed how people, police officers need to be trained,
yeah,
but we have not discussed how people with autism also need to be trained. And one of the most interesting poignant parts of that interview was when Tom was like, and I totally heard my brother in him too. Right. And he was like,
quoting the movie,
I might
cop.
Be thinking about Ace Ventura when I roll down the window to a police officer.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
The cop drinks the piss.
Yeah.
Tic Tac, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Harlan Williams, a very funny Canadian comedian who had that part in that movie. Anyway. So he's like, I might be thinking, which is a very funny scene. I'd be laughing too, but like he can't stop the movie from playing in his head.
That's not the time to think about that.
That's not the time, but he can't help that. So you have to give him a replacement, and then he's like, I'm going to think of the B movie.
That's it.
Or Be Safe movie. And then he's got a new reel to play, and he's going, and when he plays it, he's going to not only because he has autism, they have amazing memories. He is going to do it for rote, like what it says in the movie, and his life's he's going to be safer. So pretty amazing, right? Yeah,
that was great. That was great. Well, I think we did it. It's another episode, guys.
I think that's another episode.
I'm with you.
It's a fine episode.
I'm with you 100%. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Find us on Facebook, Autastic Podcast.
Tell your friends about us.
That'd be really helpful, actually. Tag your friend in one of our posts or just send them a link.
You know other people who have kids.
And are we in Podbeam now? Did I get that message right?
No, I messed up.
We're close.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are definitely on iTunes. I'll edit that part out. Not going to. But we're definitely on iTunes.
Yes.
And I know there is some other sites because people send it to us that they do get our thing. So if you look, I know you can find our podcast through other streaming device apps or whatever. And find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Kirk Smith Comedy.
We're on Libsyn.
Libsyn, yeah. I think that feeds to iTunes. But yeah, Libsyn. Both. Find us on Libsyn.
Yeah, if you have a, not an Apple person. Yeah. But that's it. Go to patreon.com/autastic if you'd like to donate. You can find me at Graham K. Comedy on all the social media things at Kirk Smith Comedy. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for listening.
You can do it.